And welcome to Rebel Force Alliance podcast. My name's Adnar. As always, this is a podcast about Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes. I'm joined today by my only co-host for the night, and that is Coleman. How are you doing, Coleman?
Oh, man, I'm super excited. We got some huge news. It's going to be a fantastic show. I'm so ready.
Okay. So we have nothing. We have jack shit.
Way to hype it up and not tell me.
Yeah. We have not a whole lot of news. Now, we did release a podcast Monday, so, I mean, only so much can happen in the past, you know, like, 4 days. So, this is going to be a nice little short episode, but we want to get some things off our chest, talk about it, you know, all that fun bejazzle. So, I guess for starters, since there was no real news that got released, a couple of things we wanted to go over. They did release some minor changes. So, in case you didn't realize, the Shadow of Malachor event, or the Sith Marauder event, got released 2 days early. I think it was 2 days early. Because they wanted to put them in Dark Side Territory battles. In platoons. And they realized they couldn't do that without the actual character in-game. So, by now, when you listen to this, you should already have it. You should already have your sweet, sweet, sweet bonus mission gear that will help you get from level 1 to 2. So we got that going for us. So that got changed. And because of that, they sent everyone out, I think, 3 mods. Yeah, I think 3 mods to everyone. I'm wondering if they're going to be giving out shards.
I don't know.
Because usually you don't end at... You get like 15 of 30. And here now he's at 0 of 30. Just like it was with Haldo and Rose.
Yeah, that, I suspect with enough help tickets, they'll give out a mass 30 shards.
Or not even that, it's 15.
Okay, 15 then.
Because you usually don't get 30 of 30 on these events. You just get, like, to 15 of 30. But who knows, maybe that's what they wanted to do. Maybe they want to go 0 for 30. Who knows? So we had that update. They also noticed a couple of things and let us know about it outside of the bonus tier rewards. They said, because everyone was very, very underwhelmed with the Sith Marauder in the bonus event. They said the armor on those bosses of the bonus tier of the event is set incredibly high, meaning that most characters, including Sith Marauder, will appear to hit for reduced damage. So yes, he may be underwhelming in that event. We do not know now yet how he's going to do when he's, you know, 7-star, gear 12, stuff like that.
We kind of played around with it a little bit today.
I mean, he's not as bad as people thought he was in the bonus event, though.
No, he's hitting decent damage, but it's still not as high as the original the GIF videos from when pre-release.
Yeah. I mean, I never, like, that's one of those things when you get those and then you get the pre-recorded footage that the Game Changers have. You're just like, you just don't know. Like, it's made to look better than it actually is.
Well, yeah, because they add the 6 and 7-star dot mods on those characters, which we don't have.
Yeah. So, we are basically... I'm on a wait-and-see. Sith Marauder does not appear to live up to what he could be yet. But, so far, for now, I think, Coleman, you and I kind of both agree, probably avoid buying shards for him.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm 100%. I'm waiting to see if he's required for something. I'll start buying him through shipments, which is going to be a lot cheaper to 7-star him. But I'm not buying the packs for him.
Yeah. Now, to go with this, there was an interesting name of the event that popped
up. Yeah, and I noticed it, and, you know, I kind of thought, okay, one, does that mean interesting? I'll wait and see.
So what would happen is, in the game, everyone got a pop-up called Lord of Pain 1. Now, this is basically, for those of you who don't know Knights of the Old Republic, the name for Darth Sion was Lord of Pain. So you had the three characters, really. Darth Nihilus, he was the Lord of Hunger. And when we had the Darth Nihilus event, we had Lord of Hunger 1, 2, and 3. And we got Darth Nihilus, Sith Trooper, Sith Assassin. Now with this one, we have Lord of Pain. Now we have Lord of Pain 1. So we have Sith Marauder. I'm assuming we're going to get Darth Sion and probably one other one. Another Sith. I mean, I don't know that much. Coleman, you had an interesting idea.
Yeah, and there's a couple thoughts out there right now. I think the two kind of basic characters are being thrown around right now are Sith Juggernaut and Sith Sorcerer. As far as that goes, I can see both being in the game, but really I can only see the Sorcerer actually coming because we already have like a beefy Sith Trooper tank already there. But I think if they were to throw in the Sorcerer, you know, with some kind of like mass cleanse ability, I think that would be just icing on the cake to these new Sith.
Yeah.
Like that would make her instantly viable, instantly a must-have kind of go after.
Yeah. Now, with that said, there is one more Sith that will probably end up getting in a different event, and that's Treya. Because it's
right.
It's Nihilus, Sion, and Treya. And Treya's Lord of the Betrayal.
Yeah, there's no way. If they do pull this stunt where it's, hey, Lord of Pain, Treya, I'm like, no, it doesn't match.
Like, but, I mean, that's essentially five more Sith in the game.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of Sith. So it would be nine Sith plus whatever character we get, Cuff Cuff Revan, in the Sith raid. Like, it's, I mean, we're essentially going to be adding 10 new Sith. I mean, they're going to be going up against the Jedi for the most faction.
Right. What about Rebels, though?
Yeah.
Rebels, there's a lot.
Yeah, Rebels has a lot. But I think Rebels span more genres, I think, than Sith do. For the most part. Because if you remember, like, alright, there can only be... Like, I know the take out Sith Trooper, Sith Assassin, Sith Marauder, like stuff like that, like the generics. There can only be two Sith at a time, like a Master and Apprentice.
Not, but that's only before Darth Bane. Before Darth Bane's time, or I'm sorry, that's only after Darth Bane. Before Darth Bane and what he did, there were numerous, vast amount of Sith.
Yeah,
that spanned over a long time.
But we're not going back that far with the gameplay. Like,
yeah, apparently we are.
But, alright. All I'm saying is there's more Rebels out there than Sith.
Duh.
So obviously there's going to be more Rebels than Sith. But we'll have, 17 Sith.
That's not a bad count.
That's a lot.
Hmm.
I don't know. I'm not complaining, but that's a lot of Sith.
I wouldn't complain. Hey, that's more Dark Side Territory battle ammo you get to use.
Yes, I know. But yeah, no, like, I mean, you can see the writing on a wall that they're going to just be pumping Sith into the game in time for the Sith raid, which I'm predicting next month.
It all depends on when this QOL update drops.
Yeah. And I think the general consensus from what I've heard is from the QOL thing is that we're probably going to get bumped up to level 90.
Mm.
Because it's been long enough. We've had, a year since 85?
Right. And it's been on my mind. I'm hoarding credits right now. I think I've got 40 million saved up.
I'm at 27.
Yeah, I want to at least take all my arena team to level 90 immediately.
And I don't even know if that will be enough.
Right. I'm hoping it's at, I'm hoping that at level 90 it takes 10 million credits per character from 85 to 90. That way it's just 50 million. Done. Arena team is done. We're good.
Yeah. I the painted who was on our show at the beginning of the year, he's like the ultimate hoarder. He has 61 million credits. So he should be good. He'll do just fine in that regard.
This the credit crunch will come back. I think that could be also why they released that new pack for credits,
which again, still don't buy.
No, there's too many ways to make credits fast.
I mean, you get essentially 1 to 2 million credits a day,
right?
Like, all right, you're good.
Just keep hoarding credits.
Yeah,
that's all I can. That's all yeah, we can
don't
say.
Don't spend it on really anything, unless it's
yeah.
Unless it's a character for Darkside Territory Battles or Arena.
Right. Because for right now, I know a lot of people still, like, they're hoarding in horde mode, holding off a lot of stuff they want, but it's just going to be the way it is.
Mm-hmm. So, I still think it's going to be coming sometime in March. It's not going to come this month, I don't think. So that means it's going to be coming this month, and I'm completely wrong again for, like, the 40th time this year.
We'll see. It's not a bad possibility at all.
It's not an out there prediction of mine. I've had some crazier ones.
Right.
So,
Oh, no.
Fuck off. I still think Hondo's coming to the game. He needs to.
Whatever.
So, one other thing we wanted to talk about is the Palpatine situation that's going on. So, Palpatine lead is kind of the new hotness in the game. So far he's passed Mother Talzin, the Night Sisters, as the third best lead in game for Arena. Ooh.
Do we have a swag.gg Zeta report up?
Yeah, but I don't know if that's...
I think we're going to go check this real fast.
Yeah, like, but that's never really up to date. Just because, yeah, like...
Still worth looking at.
Let's see, I'll look at later. Yeah, I mean, so right now they're showing he doesn't have as many Zetas on his leadership ability as Thrawn does.
So, I'm looking.
But, we're starting to see more and more, and you're starting to see some interesting comps. So, what's the best you've seen or heard about?
Definitely the one with Nihilus and General Kenobi is probably one of the better ones I've seen. Because I've heard that one's just been a pain in the butt for a lot of people to take out, even with Jedi training Rey.
So, the whole team would be Palp, Vader, Kenobi, Nihilus, and Thrawn?
Yep.
Okay. Now, I'm assuming, because Nihilus is not one of those characters that needs to be at 7 stars gear 12. Is that still the case? Because he was never needed there before.
I mean, still yes, highly recommended. It's beneficial. If you don't have him gear 12, 7 star, you should probably still work on him.
Mm-hmm. Like, I have mine at... I'm at, like, 50 of 100 and one piece away from gear 12. He could still fit into an arena team. Because none of his abilities rely on gear or anything like that. You're upping cooldowns and you're insta-killing.
Yeah, but, I mean, the gear 12 7-star is a little bit more survivability.
Yeah, true.
And whenever someone sees Darth Nihilus in a battle, they're going to focus Darth Nihilus as much as they can.
That's fine. Focus Darth Nihilus. I have a lot of other characters on that team that can screw you up a little bit more. Like Vader now, Palpatine. You can't dodge the big blue.
Nope.
So
the big blue timeout.
Yep. Although, so we've had some interesting conversations about Thrawn in this team on whether you want to stack speed on him or not. Now, I had an interesting theory, and I've talked about it with a couple of people, is under a Pelp lead, you're gaining turn meter like crazy. So essentially, if you have Thrawn super fast, and everyone's gaining turn meter from when a debuff on an enemy expires, he's going to be getting even more turn meter. Essentially, his big blue timeout becomes like a 1-2 turn stun. Like, that's essentially what it boils down to. So I don't know if you want to tone down his speed, and then with his Empire, with the Palpatine lead and the turn meter gain, he becomes more of like the speed that, as weird as it sounds, the speed you're used to with Thrawn. If you put less speed on him under a Pelp lead, he might be at the same speed you expect him now. Does that make sense?
It does, but at the same time, though, you're also taking a risk, is that when two or three characters on the enemy team get to go, they're going to probably target Thrawn and either reduce his turn meter to zero or stun him out. If he gets that fracture off, like, almost immediately, since he's got that extra speed, he's going to get the fracture off on most likely the person you want to get off on. And from there, if you have his ebb and flow Zeta, every time you use one of those specials that pretty much is casting these debuffs, his turn meter is getting reduced. So when you pull it up, it's basically not doing anything.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. It's just, well, for starters, all the speed on this team needs to be put on Vader.
I would say and Palpatine, split it between the two.
I would say, well, depends on what teams you're mainly facing. If you're facing a lot of Rey teams, you want as much speed as you can on Vader so you can get, you know, so you don't have to deal with smoke screen.
Yeah, but pretty much if you're trying to beat out the BB-8 Rey thing where they get their four hits off immediately first turn, you're not going to beat it.
Like, what speed do they get up to? Because you could get with, like, a good Vader speed with all his speed bonuses. Yeah, I mean, you're looking at 320-ish? 330, I think, my math figured out?
So I did a little testing and with my TIE fighter pilot, because it's one of the fastest Imperials out there. It is the fastest. And I boosted it to 330. And this is still a little bit of calculations, and a 285 speed BB-8 with R2 and BB-8 on the team, got 16% turn meter jump. In order to beat that out, you're gonna have to have a 360 speed character in order to beat that.
Okay, but how many 285 BB-8s are out there?
That's actually a slow one.
In your world, like, 285 speed, what's his base speed?
I don't know.
Because that's, I mean, the majority, so 162. So you're 123 speed?
Yeah.
On a BB-8? Most people can't do that. 99% of people in this game cannot do that.
Oh, I guess that's special.
Yes, so a 285 BB-8 is not something you're going to find all that often. Like, ever.
But also gives you an idea about how much that 16% turn meter makes a difference.
Yeah, and I'm not worried about BB-8. I care more about R2.
I care more about Rey, because if she calls in R2 and stuns the right person, it kind of screws you.
Yeah, I mean, you basically, in an ideal world, you want to get that Force Crush, Culling Blade.
And then just mass stun.
Yeah, and then mass stun, and then you win. Like, plain and simple. That's your game right there. Yeah. Now, a lot of people, we talked about this team, like, the three core, I think, are Palp, Vader, Thrawn.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Now,
you can't.
Yeah.
That's the core.
Yeah. Now, some people who don't have Nihilus are putting in Shore Trooper. which is completely viable. I mean, you have two beefy-ass tanks, both with crit immunity available. Like, you're doing fine there. It's not ideal, but it might be a little bit more annoying on defense.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to get past them. Some others that I've seen is you still have Kenobi. Actually, no Kenobi, but you have Tarkin and Colonel Stark.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple of those, and that's just basically we're trying to out-damage you before you can out-damage us.
Well, and the other thing about that team, though, is that Tarkin puts out the two debuffs that are really hard to resist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because his potency is just so high. Like, most people have Tarkin's potency set up to, like, a 90-100 range.
Yeah.
And anything he puts out there is going to be really hard to resist. And when they fall off, like, one or two turns later, well, oh well. You just gave yourself more turn meter. At the same time, though, Tarkin has that AoE that reduces turn meter, right?
Yep.
So he casts that out, and all the while Colonel Stark's going, he puts Stagger out there and flicks that. That's another 5% turn meter for your team for each one of those you just hit. Along with that, if you have Colonel Stark Zeta'd at the end of his turn, he starts draining that turn meter from the enemy team.
I mean,
it's a lot of turn meter drain.
As odd as this sounds, is this, like, I almost want to call this kind of team, or the Palpatine team, I know we used to have speed AoE teams with, like, Lando, this was back in the day, but this is almost becoming, like, a big AoE team. Like, everything revolves around AoE. You have the Palp Stun, you have the Force Crush, you have the AoE Stagger, you have the AoE debuffs and AoE damage from Tarkin. I mean, then you have Thrawn, but Thrawn's just—he's just good on his own. But this seems like it's the coming of an AoE team.
Yeah, and the cool thing is that even with that CLS AoE thing, AoE counter, it doesn't matter with this team.
Nope. Yeah.
Because Force Crush—you can't counter it anymore.
And when you AoE stun, gonna stun probably two or three of them minimum, and then those other two may not even counter. So probably when you do the AoE stun, you're looking at maybe one person countering.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Even then, it's gonna hit your Shore Trooper or your General Kenobi, whoever you got in there, and it's not gonna do much.
Yeah, and the nice thing is like, for both Vader and Palp, outside of speed, there's nothing that's super, like, stat-wise, that is super, like, all right, we need to stack this, we need to stack this, we need to stack this. Like, potency will be nice. I don't know if you want crit chance. Like, I don't know if that's something you truly want. It's not built on crit.
Vader, I would say you want quite a bit of crit chance, because he never crits.
Yes, but in his AoE Force Crush, do you want that to crit? Because then it pops the taunt from Kenobi.
Okay, well, you see, this is where my dilemma comes in, because I use a different comp, and I don't worry about that ever.
Oh, because you put the buff immunity on Kenobi?
Yeah.
Okay.
Since I use Imperial Probe Droid in my team, I just scan it off, and either Palpatine's up next and shocks him, or IPD lands the target lock on him.
Yeah, see, this is something us normal people have to deal with.
Well, you see, look, I don't regret a single thing about buying IPD.
Yeah. I mean, we'll get into IPD in a little bit, because that is a very nice situation. But with the Night Sisters are basically dead with this. Like, plain and simple, Night Sisters seem to be falling by the wayside with the rise of Palpatine, and, you know, they have troopers on there and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Which is good, because Night Sisters are annoying as shit.
Absolutely. I think the only time I've actually kind of struggled a little bit is when people started putting Talia in there.
Yeah.
Talia became a little bit of a pain in the butt for a couple matches, and I finally caught on.
Yeah. I mean, and these Pelp teams will crush most Raid teams.
Yeah.
And I think
on offense.
Yeah, on offense.
On defense, no, it depends on your team comp.
No one's good on defense. Like, everyone's like, oh, you know, how's this team on defense? They all suck.
Plain it's and pretty simple. Much, like, it's pretty much how intimidating is your team compared to everyone else to make them not hit you.
Exactly. They're like, well, there's if they do this, then I'm going to lose. So then they'll avoid you. Like, that's how it goes. But all teams suck on defense. It's going to happen. Like, and people are, I think, are getting a little overconfident with this Palpatine team. And I think it's not because the team's, like, super good on defense. I think it's more along the lines of people don't like fighting new teams because they don't know, like perfect example. Ewoks. You face Ewoks. Let's say you face an all-gear 12 Ewok team. How many of you know the kill order? Or who you have to stun first? Or who you have to do this to first for to just roll over them? Most people don't.
It really doesn't matter because it's a horrible 20-second win.
Like, nobody knows, like, alright, if you are going up against a Pelp team and you have Raid Han in there, who's the one that you stun? Well, you stun Vader first. Like, that's really the one you should be stunning first. Because then you don't get the AoE Force Crush, then all that stuff doesn't fall off, and then it reduces their turn meter, and so on and so forth. But it's... People don't know this yet. Like, people don't know the kill order, what to avoid doing, what to do. And I think in about a week or two, people might get a little bit of a reality check with Palpatine. Like, I still think he's going to be real good in Arena, but I think people who are like, oh yeah, I was rank 1 and I only fell to rank 6 today, they're going to see themselves falling from rank 1 to rank 20. So, I don't know. That's just me. What about you, Coleman?
I don't know. It all depends what comes out and how people do. I did hear, I haven't seen any video of it or anything. I did hear that, oh golly gosh, what was that?
Did you just say, sorry. Oh golly gosh?
Yep.
I'm pretty sure that's what you, alright, fair enough. Fair enough. Not gonna harass you at all for like the next year.
Hey,
golly
it's
gee, Whitaker's Batman.
Yep. It's fun to kind of make up some old catchphrases from like the 70s sometimes. People don't expect it.
But
yeah, no, I'm also fighting off the bug and allergies right now, so.
Yeah. So, alright, just know who you're gonna attack when you face a Palpatine lead. Also, look to see if they have Zetas.
Yeah, and it's important to know which ones they have.
Yeah, like, we have a guy in our top 30, and I don't think people are attacking him because they don't know what to deal with, but dude has literally no Zetas.
It's like, what are you guys so afraid of?
Yeah, like, he has no Palp Zetas, no Vader Zetas, no Thrawn Zetas. He's got Kenobi and Shore Trooper, and I'm like, I'm going to go ahead and attack this guy, and I'm going to roll over him.
Yeah. Whereas if you hit the same looking team, and it's a Palpatine double Zeta and a Vader Zeta, you're like,
it's like the Psych Fest from Territory Wars.
Yeah.
Like, you put like a team in there, and you're like I've seen the amount of Maul teams or fake Zol teams I've seen in Territory Wars is laughable. Like, oh, that Zol's the lead or Maul's the lead. That must be a Zol team. No, you should look. You should look, because more than likely they don't have a Zeta on him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's become common practice now to do that.
So, Yeah, I mean, do you have anything else to say on Palp Lead?
Other than I'm having a lot of fun with it, nope.
I've heard it's super fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
But the meta was real stale. It was Kenobi, Zaris, Titan, and then Rey. And that's all we've had for how many months now?
Night Sisters, too. Don't forget Night Sisters.
I don't consider them, like... I mean, they weren't always, like, third in the meta.
Well, what fantasy world are you in?
Not all of us can be on your shard where 130 speeds on a BB-8 is normal. Most of us don't have mods that have over 16 speed.
Okay.
Yeah. So, deal with that.
Oh, one thing I did learn, though, is as we, me and a guildmate kind of did a test run in our arena, and Palpatine with no Shore Trooper, so it was, I used Palpatine, Leader Zeta, Darth Vader with his unique Zeta, Imperial Probe Droid, Tarkin, and Royal Guard. And we kind of went up against a CLS. He put up a CLS Territory War team, right?
Uh-huh.
I smoked it. But it was interesting because Ahsoka Tano Fulcrum's in there.
Yes, you were telling the me about team. This.
And it's kind of interesting because it's not obvious. You got to go back and watch the video and really look for it, but as she's cleansing herself of whatever debuff she just got and taking that 10% damage, she's also giving your team turn meter. So Palpatine Leader is working with Ahsoka Tano Fulcrum's self cleanse.
Okay, so basically you're just going to be getting a buttload of speed.
Yeah, pretty much. If you're going up against that, it's just granting you 5-10% turn meter each time.
Yeah, that's nice. I mean, you don't see her in the meta, obviously, but you said, you know, like, no, but territory
you see,
wars.
Yeah, you see her in territory wars. Like if you see a CLS team, it's either going to be Sholo or Ahsoka Tano Fulcrum in there, right?
Sure, we'll trust your shenanigans in your guild and all that, because that is not what I see.
All right.
Like, you gotta understand, man. Not everyone is at, like, 3 million galactic power.
Hey, I'm gonna live in my world, okay?
You're like, what do you mean you don't have a 7-star Sith Marauder at day one? What do you guys, suck?
Hey, I don't have a 7. Hey, I do not have a 7-star Sith Marauder.
I'm surprised.
I am not. Nuh-uh, I'm not touching that thing.
How many of them are in your guild right now? Yeah.
Two or three, I think. There's at least two.
Okay, just checking. So, alright, we'll move on to the next thing. You wanted to talk about different... Alright, so Dark Side Territory battles. Different trooper... Because there's a lot of troopers, and you never really know which ones to put with who and to put where. So, we want to talk a little bit about this. So, I'll let you start. How should you break up the troopers?
Alright, so, like, on these... Like, in day three and day, and soon enough, everyone will catch up to being day six special mission. So, day three first is what? Colonel Stark and General Veers the Snowtrooper?
Yep.
So, basically, hang on, I'm pulling up. Where'd it go? There it is. So, basically, with these troopers, for that special mission, if you want to divide your troopers and divide your tanks, you only need, like, if they're lower gear level, you only really need Stormtrooper to go in there. You can save Shore Trooper for another Empire team. Because, mm-hmm. genuinely, General Veers, Colonel Stark, and Snowtrooper with a tank is going to just roll over everything.
Yeah. Generally.
Yeah, generally. It's getting so many offensive buffs. critical chance ups and critical damage ups, not to mention the synergies in between with their uniques. That's a lot of damage, and most of the time, if you play it right and just use basics on certain, if you see counter, like the counter rebels, like they hit, you hit them, they counter you. Mm-hmm. If you play it smart and don't use the AoEs right off the bat, you'll be fine. You know, save those counter, just pick them off one by one by one. You'll gain enough turn meter to never let them have a turn. If they do, they're just going to hit your tank.
Yeah.
So if you need to save Shore Trooper or Death Trooper, if you're crazy like me and have Magma Trooper.
No one. Are you going to say, oh, Magma Trooper, that's normal to have around?
No, I said if you're I said if you're crazy like me and have Magma Trooper. So. Yeah. That's pretty much, you only need three or four on that team. But definitely Stormtrooper fits with the trooper, the General Veer's lead a lot better than the Shore Trooper does.
Yeah. I'm slowly getting my Shore Trooper geared up.
Yeah.
For that exact purpose.
Yeah, and for the special mission, you know, if you need to throw in Death Trooper in there, he's not really a necessity anymore for that, for any other Empire team.
No.
Death Trooper's really nice in that special mission when you come up against CLS and Cholo.
Oh, yeah, and for the IPD shards.
Yeah.
Which you get two of.
Yeah, right? I thought that was really nice.
A lot of people were happy.
Oh, yeah. No one would complain about that. It took away the whole complaint of, oh my god, it's going to take me 2 years just to get an Imperial Probe Droid.
Yeah, but now it's replaced with, now it's going to take me 1 year.
Yeah. But hey, it's still an improvement.
True, it is an improvement. They're improving it.
Yeah.
Sure.
But, yeah. That's pretty much how I would split mine up.
Okay. Now,
do you want to go over day six?
Yeah.
Okay, let me,
because that's the one, that's the one people are probably going to have the most difficulties with.
It's not an easy mission. No. I will say that. I've played it. How many territory battles have we been through for Dark Side now? Three?
More than three. It released on Thanksgiving.
So four or five then?
I think five?
Not including this one, obviously.
We had two, like, almost back-to-back.
Whatever. I've participated in every single time the special missions come up, so for day six. But who are the characters? Colonel Stark, General Veers, and Imperial Probe Droid?
Oh god, I have no idea.
Oh, I thought you would know. Okay.
No. I know it's a mission I can't do. Does that count?
Yeah. So 7-star, Colonel Stark, General Veers, and Imperial Probe Droid are the requirements. General Veers is gonna be a locked in leader, so thank god, right?
Mm-hmm.
Imperial Probe Droid, great, but he's never gonna get a turn. Really? And when he does, it's kind of like, okay, yay. But Colonel Stark, you know what he does already for the team. He's going to be going quite a bit. And this mission kind of sucks because it's in day six and it really hurts you a lot. It really does. So the best, like, obviously the special missions are most important, right? So what you do is you go in with a team of General Veers, Colonel Stark, Imperial Probe Droid, Snow Trooper, and Storm Trooper. That's the team I found to make it the most easy. Because at the very end, you're facing, I think it was Zeta Han Solo and Chewbacca.
Now, with that said, you actually have all the Zetas for that team. So you have the Zeta on Storm Trooper, Zadon Stark, the Zadon Veers, obviously.
Yeah.
So, and even with that, it's tricky.
It's not tricky if you have all those gear 12 max characters, but it's a long fight. It's not a simple one. They don't want to die, so be ready for that. I'd say, like, don't expect an easy battle at all. if you're not prepared, you probably will lose.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair. That can be really for anything.
Yeah. Especially on day six.
Yeah. When really most guilds are still like being like, all right, how do we get our second star in middle? I said yeah. Most guilds, not like your guild.
And it kind of sucks because normally on day six so far, you've had your troopers there to kind of carry you through a 6 of 6, right? Mm-hmm. Or a 4 of 4. I should say now.
Four. But like while you're grinding away and trying to get that extra star, it's like, do I spend them on the combat missions so we can try and get that extra territory power, or do I go for the, you know, the gear? Like the currency, the special mission. It's like, do I do?
You go for the special mission because it adds up to a lot.
Yeah. So, go ahead.
Honestly, what it boils down to, though, is platoons.
Which the majority of people after Phase 3 can't complete 6 of 6.
Yeah. I'm curious to see how many Sith Marauders we have tomorrow. Let's pop up in every...
I think saw 2 today?
Let me look. I didn't have a lot of time to really kind of sift through ours.
Yeah, I mean, we're having fun. I like the dark side territory battles better than light side. Light side is just go through the motions.
Go through the motions and pay attention to the special mission.
Yeah. And even
to make sure you complete it.
Yeah, even then, like, most of the special missions I can just auto.
Yeah, I'm going through the last bit of our platoons here real fast.
Yeah, I'm seeing what I got. I see 2 already, and that's just in the south.
Our guild, yeah, we didn't have any.
We had 2. We had 2 today.
Yeah, so, that's weird. Okay.
So, yeah, expect more tomorrow. Or expect some tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
Or today, yeah, or when today, you listen to this.
Yeah, when I upload it tomorrow. So I guess the only other thing we have to go over tonight is some show questions. And they're kind of tied in together. All right, hold on. Well, no, first one...
Yeah, I'm opening it. Let me go to the page real fast so I can follow along.
All right, so the first one was from Grande. Good old Grande.
Oh, where is it? How far off is this?
That son of a bitch. So his question is...
Hey, whoa.
Because I don't know the answer to this question. It's, what are the weirdest, silly things messed up with characters you have seen?
Oh, goody.
I don't pay enough attention to the characters to notice, like, any obscure things. But I think I love, like, when you're battling someone or you're doing, a galactic war. And it's, like, defeated, but the other team has someone still standing. You're like, wait, huh?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on here? Like, what's up, buddy? You're not dead yet, but are you just thrown in the towel? I can't think of any... like, screwed up characters. I don't know, can you?
One thing that always kind of bugged me a little bit was with Captain Phasma, when she's breathing, her cape goes through her helmet, so.
Okay. Oh, alright, here's one that's bugged me. Because there's stuff that's bugged me. It's Finn. The gun, alright, so when Finn ever, he really has a gun in The Force Awakens, because that's the Finn that we got, is the one from Force Awakens. Why doesn't he should have a blaster in his hands? He's always fighting with some form of a blaster or lightsaber. But in the game, he has just a regular old gun. That's bothered me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something simple, but kind of, you know, And then also CLS. I think this is probably the weirdest one I've seen. Is CLS, at least they changed it in game, but his lightsaber is crazy long in game.
What are you trying to say here?
But in the promotional art, he's got a little bitty baby lightsaber.
What kind of lightsaber are we talking about here? Hold on a minute.
So in the load up screen.
We talking his lightsaber or his lightsaber?
His lightsaber.
Oh, so his lightsaber.
Yeah. So if when he has the green one in the opening scene.
Well, that poor. You might want to go get that checked if it's green.
Yeah. Well, it's super tiny, and then in the CLS with the blue one, it's super long, and I'm like, oh. Make up your mind, lightsaber. Do you want to be short or long? No? Is this not justified?
My mind's going a whole different way with this right now.
Alright. Fair enough. But that's some of the weird things I've noticed.
For me, maybe Darth Maul has legs?
This was pre-Rebels Maul.
Yeah, he died in the clone. He came back in the Clone Wars.
Yeah, but this is Maul from. Yeah, this was Maul from before Clone Wars.
So Phantom Menace Maul?
Yeah. That's all it is.
I know, it's just kind of a request, really. I want to see a Darth Maul with spider legs and robot legs.
See, I don't think we need any more Mauls.
I think we do.
By the way, when did Luke Skywalker, like Farm Boy Luke, when did he get a gigantic effing rifle?
Don't you remember? Farm Boy Luke at the very beginning, when he's driving his little, I guess, speeder across Tatooine.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He has a big rifle.
All right.
I think I just found one.
Alright.
Why is Wicket kind of sticking his butt out like one of those girls in yoga pants trying to make their butt look bigger?
Because he's Wicket? Because he's Wicket awesome?
Oh, no.
Yes. Nope. He's Wicket awesome.
Nope.
Oh, where's Dave? Dave loves Wicket. I need him here.
We need Dave here in order to get a nice perspective, I suppose.
Yeah. And, oh, here's another one. Unmask Kylo. Why does he have his shirt on? See?
I got one. Hold on. Why isn't he blonde with glasses?
Yeah, where's Matt?
Where's Matt the radar technician?
Okay, so that's enough of Grande's question. We're going to move on to real questions.
That was a real question.
No, it's not. So, alright, we had, I'm gonna butcher this name, Fatalicious, he asked, what was it, with the Empire and Sith still in works, love in place, I think the next faction which needs some attention is Bounty Hunter, especially due to the requirement for Dark Side Territory battles. Accordingly, do you think we should get some reworks on the existing tunes, or have some newer bounty hunters? If new, who are more likely than others? Bosk, Embo, Django, Hondo. So, I'll go first here. The bounty hunters need a lot of loving. A lot. Mm-hmm. Like, top to bottom. Rework them all. Add more. And he listed three that I think will be in the game by the end of the year. Like, he listed Bosk. Yeah. And Bosk, like, for those of you who don't play, like, Battlefront or anything like that, Bosk is, like, a full hero in that game.
Yeah. Or even if you don't play Battlefront 2, you should definitely read up on the history of Bosk. Because in reality, he's a super important bounty hunter in the universe of Star Wars that should be in this game. He's canon, you know. He was, for an example of the lore, he was Chewbacca's nemesis. the only race to actually go up against Wookiees like strength for strength and have a fighting chance against them.
Yep.
And on top of that, too, after I think what was it, I think somewhere in between Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, he actually, I think, kills his father, who's the Bounty Hunter Guild leader, and actually takes the place of becoming the Bounty Hunter Guild leader.
Yeah. So Bossk is really cool. I really like him. Embo, I say Embo is going to be in the game by the end of the year because, well, he's in the game. Like,
he's already an NPC in the game.
He has abilities in the game that are unique to him. So I would love to have. Yeah, I think he's going to be in the game by the end of the year. And then Jango Fett. Jango Fett is probably, at this point, the most requested character in the game.
Revan outside, is the most requested character.
Revan is the most recent.
No. He's been asked for a long time. So I think Jango Fett has definitely been on everyone's wish list since this game came out. He's been pretty high up, but he's not like a top runner.
Yeah, but a lot of people have no idea who the hell Revan is.
That's sad. I would say go on what's it called? Steam?
On Steam.
Thank you. And go buy it for like $1 or $2. I think it's on sale right now.
Yeah. Like, Jango, everyone knows from watching the movies. And obviously the movies are bigger than the games. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. So, to say, you know, more people know about Jango than about Revan is... I'm very certain in that. So, that's the only reason I say that Jango's more requested, is because more people know who Jango is. A lot of people have heard the name for Revan, but have zero idea who the hell he is.
Mm-hmm. So, I definitely think Bossk is a big wishlist character, too, though.
Yeah, and Hondo.
I think that's just in the eyes of yourself.
Well, yeah, but he's high up there on the wish list.
I doubt that.
He's high up on my wish list.
Oh, yeah, you're one person out of the X amount of people who play this game.
I control about as much, you know, say in this in the game as you do about speed mods. Yeah? No?
I can't say anything. I really can't.
Because you know I'm right. So,
right. Oh, because you know I have like 5 of them.
Yeah, I know. So, but yeah, I mean, do you agree? Bounty Hunters rework mandatory.
I definitely think it's in the works. There's no way they can let Bounty Hunters keep going like this.
Especially since they're required for special missions and combat missions.
Yeah. Because you know, probably people at EA or in CG play the game too, and they're probably, as soon as they went inside Dark Side Territory Battles and went to that mission, they were like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Bounty Hunters suck.
Yeah, you're like, hey, we got Boba. Oh, alright, what do we do for the other 4? So.
Yeah. I will say, though, Dengar has been my hero.
Yeah, but the thing is he really that good?
He's not bad. He's really not.
He's not bad. He's not bad on a shit team. That does not make you good.
No, we're not talking about being good. We're just talking about beating the mission.
Alright, fine.
For that mission, Dengar is actually pretty good.
Yeah. So, this also ties into another question that we have from Admiral Dell. Is what faction should I work on? Oh,
goody. My old friend, Admiral Dell. How you doing, buddy?
We call him Benedict Dell, actually.
Benedict Dell?
Benedict Dell. So, his question is, what faction should I work on next? Bounty Hunters or Separatists? With that said, I still think Bounty Hunters.
I would say if it's just between the two,
yes,
I would go Separatist.
Really? Why?
I don't know. I'm just giving it out there.
Because, like, obviously they're showing a bunch of Sith love. And then the thing is Separatists aren't needed for anything.
No.
But at
the same time, you know Grievous is going to show his face sooner or later.
I think Grievous will show his face when they do a droid rework.
I think when the Separatist rework comes around, because he played a big role in the Separatist movement.
Yes, he did, but he also is a droid.
He's not a droid to begin with.
He also ran a droid army.
I know, but henceforth, the droid army is Separatist.
Yes, but no. It's going to be a droid rework.
I think we'll come with a Separatist rework.
I think you're full of shit.
I think you're full of shit.
I think I hate you.
I think I'm just gonna go watch.
Yeah.
Netflix now. Bye, y'all.
Yeah. Go have tuna and pineapple on your pizza, you goddamn heathen.
I will.
But I'll
send you a picture of me enjoying it.
But yeah, that's all the questions we have. I think it's one of those things where Bounty Hunter rework is going to be coming in soon.
Oh, wait. We missed one from Molkar.
Okay.
Question. I have 61.63 million credits. 13.7%. Or, goddammit. 13.7K crystals. I feel like Grande reading this crap out right now. 44 Zeta mats. 101 Omega mats. 256 sun cuffs. 313 stun guns, 400 Carbontes. Do I have a hoarding problem? I'm asking for a friend.
And that friend? Painted Land.
Yes, you have a problem.
You have a massive problem. But you're probably better off than all of us. Like,
yeah.
Like I know he has like a 2 point some odd million galactic power and, you know, top 5 in both arenas. So it's not like he's struggling. He's just hoarding all his shit till, you know, like, he's like, oh yeah, I threw both Zetas on Pelp. It's like, and I still had 40 some odd Zetas left. I'm like, I hate you.
Yep.
So, yes, you have a problem. You have a hoarding problem. I'm pretty sure you have, like, you own, like, 32 cats. And then you just, instead of feeding them one by one, you just fill a big bucket full of cat food.
Why does that make me laugh?
Because it's probably true.
True.
So, that should do it for our 28th episode of Rebel Force Alliance. I will get the proper working Discord channel, I guess, when I copy-pasted the Discord link. I forgot a letter. So
nice!
So I'm smooth. So I'll get the right one out there. We do have a new logo coming out. It is submitted to iTunes. So it's kind of the same logo, but it's black. And
it's just taking a while.
Yeah, it's Apple. It's taking a while. Yep. So all that fun jazz. Coleman, you got any last words?
You know, we're not much of a political show, but I do want to send my condolences out there to all those involved with the Florida shooting.
Yep.
That's a horrible thing to go through. Horrible tragedy that happened. I hope, you know, the people who were injured make it through all right. Don't lose anything. But at the end of the day, I feel at least a little bit sad about that. So thoughts and prayers go out to everyone involved in that school shooting. So that's about it.
Well said, Coleman. Well said. Well, everyone, have yourself a wonderful weekend. Don't get too crazy. I'll have some crazy stories next week. I am doing the polar plunge this weekend.
So does that mean we're going to see you and a Speedo come up in our Discord channel?
Oh, hell no. Have you ever, like, it is going to be, I think the temperature is like 20, it's supposed to be 24 degrees. That's not with wind chill. I'm going to have it in as many layers as possible.
We still want pictures.
There will be pictures because we're dressing up as cowboys.
Good.
So we actually, our team, we actually raised, I think last year we raised $13,000. Just our team alone for the Special Olympics. This year I think we're at $10,000.
Oh, you see, it's a good cause too.
So it's a good cause. And I will, anyone who wants to jump out there, I will give you some words of advice. The coldest part is actually not the water. It 100%
getting out of the water.
No, it's not even that. It's the weight to jump in. Because once you hit the water, Shock takes over.
Yeah, okay.
And then you get out of the water, and then you, like, you run, and then they have, like, at least for us, they have hot tubs right there. So you quick jump in the hot tub, and then you like, de-thaw for, like, a minute, and then you go into walk into a heated tent. So, like, the coldest part about the polar plunge is the wait to jump in. And you're generally extremely hammered.
And this has been Words of Advice with Ednar.
Yes. Get real drunk beforehand. So, until next weekend, or next week, you all have yourselves a wonderful time.